What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 10th of August. It's a boiling hot Monday, the 10th of August. It's a very warm, very sweaty Monday, the 10th of August, as it has been all weekend. They weren't wrong about the African plume that was coming. We were hotter than Sudan, apparently. Hotter than Sudan. I've never been to Sudan, but it sounds really hot over there. So, and I tell you what, I had a hangover twice this weekend, and both times I would have sweated with the hangover. I would have had the cold sweats with the hangover anyway. And I was out in the heat, and I was like somebody turned a tap on in my brain. I had to keep drinking water, otherwise I'd have just shriveled away like a deflated balloon. But it was so warm, it was beautiful. In fact, I mean, I'd have that every day if it was me. I've experienced that in Australia when I've experienced their summers where everybody has to work differently, you know, start work early and finish work earlier than what you would over in England because you don't want to work in the main heat of the day. And that's pretty much what I had to carry on working. I missed most of it on Sunday, to be honest, but it was still really hot when I went out. So, more of that. But unfortunately, we ain't going to get more of that. Well, we will, but not like we've had, because it's been the hottest for 179 years. Extreme heat wave for 179 years. So, imagine 179 years ago, they were recording that. Little blokes with ruffled necks, like Shakespeare, or that was probably 400 years ago. But, you know, you can imagine how they were dressed. They wouldn't have had the weather report like we got here, like weather that we got now. They'd probably be like you know, passing notes. It's going to be really hot today. Pass it on. All the paper boys shouting at the top of his voice. Did they have papers then? I don't know. But anyway, they wouldn't have had the. It wouldn't have took long for it to. It would have took a lot longer than somebody putting a message on the internet. Let's put it that way. But anyway, yeah, great, beautiful, more of it. But unfortunately, we're going to get some tropical storms. So, but I tell you what, it was so hot in the. I needed one of them fans. You know, them ceiling fans that are always broke when you go away. The hotel rooms I always stay in, the ceiling fans are always broke anyway, so you never get to use them. But I've been in some where they got a ceiling fan and it keeps the room cool. You needed that. Either that, or I need like a Cleopatra, one of those maidens in like the Cleopatra days, Egyptian, with a big palm. What's it called? Big leaf. What's it called? What they're doing with the leaf fanning me. Anyway, moving on. I'm sweating as I'm saying this. I tell you what, I'm going to say some silly things probably because I'm delirious at the minute. I need a drink. The BBC apologised over using the N-word in a report yesterday, or is it the weekend? They used the N-word. It was something regarding a racist attack, and they left the N-word in when they were explaining what had happened. And 18,000 people complained. I mean, you got to say people are just getting offended by. I understand it's an offensive word, but they were reporting on a situation that had occurred, and somebody had used it in this situation. So they repeated what the situation was, and you know, rightly or wrongly. They didn't mean offence by it. They were reporting on what somebody had said, and the offence should come from what the person had said who they were reporting on, not from the person saying it in all its glory. You know, it's not offensive, that person saying it, because the offence comes from the person who said it originally. You've got to put it in context. It's an offensive word, yeah, but at the same time, the person who was reporting on it wasn't the offender. He was saying what somebody else had said. So you got to fucking, you know. If anything, people should just go, yeah, it's fucking terrible, I understand, that's terrible what that other person said, but not go, you're out of order saying that, why did you say that, which is a repeat of what the other person said. It's just fucking ridiculous. You just got to take it with, use your brain a little bit and fucking go, you know what I mean? It's like, there's no offence meant there. 18,000 people, I mean, people are fucking good to complain. They love it. The complainers are on, like, points of view people. They just, like, sit there. That's their job. They think that's their job. They've retired now. So their job is, like, what's it called? Policing the television. Because that's all they do all day. They can't do fuck all. So they sit in front of the TV watching all the shit programmes and waiting for something to come up that's offensive or complain about something just not being up to standard. or why they should have done this or that. It's like, fuck off, get a life. Go and fucking get a job if you're that bored. You want something to do. Fucking sit at home complaining about what other people are creating. It's a wind up. Can't handle that points of view. Pisses me off. People be right. I'm surprised I haven't got any complaints from what I say on here, to be honest with you. I haven't had any yet. Anybody want to complain? Write in. Tell you what, write them in. I'll give you, send it with let's put a self-addressed envelope in it and I'll send it straight back to you telling you to piss off. Anyway, the age-old rows over where to keep our groceries have finally been settled. Eggs, grapes and bendy parsnips should go in the fridge. I know the grapes do. I didn't know bendy parsnips could go in the fridge. That's a new one on me. I don't really have parsnips too often. Onions, bread and potatoes belong in the cupboard. You're joking? Every time I put potatoes in the cupboard, they grow legs. You open the door in a dark space. Every time I put potatoes inside somewhere dark, the eyes all come out, or they just fucking grow them like legs and almost like they're going to walk off. So I didn't think you could keep them in the cupboard, so I always leave them on the side. There you go. Onions, bread and potatoes. I did see something where somebody was putting onions in their socks of a night when they went to bed. Red onion slices in their socks. That's got to be a passion killer. But apparently it does something for your circulation. It's something good. So if you want to improve your circulation and fuck up your relationship, go to bed with your socks on, first of all. That's one faux pas. And then put onions in the slices of onion in there. There's a second faux pas. The third faux pas is your girlfriend doing one and leaving you for somebody who hasn't got onions in their socks. Anyway, Louis Farouk says he often pops to the work loo for a power nap while at work. And he reckons workers should all get to use sleep booths. They use that in Japan. Japan are all big on the sleeping at the desks and stuff. Anyway, I don't know, they let them have a snooze and everything. Usually, if you're in an office and you pass out of your desk, you get fucking reprimanded before it, wouldn't you? So you have to sneak off to the loos. I used to do that when I was working offices. I'd go in there fucking ages. I'd go in there more than once even. I'd make loads of cups of tea. That would kill so many parts of the day. And I'd go in the cubicles and sleep for many parts of the day as well. You got to do it. You need to sort of recheck your brain, especially if you're doing the boringest, boring job on the computer, because the fucking some of the jobs they give you to do, and try and make you sit there all day doing it, you just think this is proper boring. You have to go and sleep in the toilet. As long as the work gets done, what's it matter? Now they should let you do it from home in the current circumstances, because you can watch TV in between. You need to switch your brain off. People aren't made to do shit things. Humans aren't built to sit staring at a computer doing boring jobs. You're meant to be out hunting and gathering and all that stuff, and shagging and meeting another cave woman and fucking getting down and dirty in the bush. Not fucking all this shit that we have to do in modern times. So I'm more for him. Get to the work loo if you're feeling tired. It's not frowned upon where I come from. A guy who's climbed the Matterhorn. He's got no legs and he's climbed the Matterhorn. So that guy, that's never a boring day. Never a fucking dull day in his life. If he's tried to climb it three times as well. So that's got to be better. I bet he hasn't gone to look for a toilet to sit in and recheck his brain when he's out on the mountains trying to clamber up the Matterhorn. He's got no legs either. I mean, that's just for a person with legs. He's got no legs. I was on that hungover the other day. I've got legs and I could hardly get up the stairs. So that's he's done a good feat there. Literally, bum bum, a good feat. He's to get up there with no feet to the top of the Matterhorn. That's Neil Heritage. Legless Matterhorn champion, because he's the first one to do it. I'm a Celebrity's new home is going to be in a haunted house. No, he's going to be in what's it called? Castle Walls in Northampton. Durick Castle. And it's haunted by a horse. Haunted by a horse. I thought it was going to be a headless horseman or something then. It's haunted by a horse anyway. So they're going to have all the celebrities in there doing their thing. doing their shit thing because it's I'm a Celebrity and they don't do fuck all apart from what they're going to do, shipping a load of creepy crawlies from Australia and fucking kill them all. What else are they going to do? Maybe it's the end of that because they haven't got any whales. So yeah, anyway, but there's going to be a ghostly horse. Hopefully the horse is like a killer horse and maybe it can kill the celebrities off one by one instead of like letting them come, you know, get voted out. Just let the horse kill them so they never ever have to come back into our lives ever again. You know, these Z-list shit celebrities who are on the paycheck trying to get the money for the fucking, you know. Well, some of them have to do it because they're skint, so they've got no choice. But the ones who are already rich and they go on that programme, you just think, go fuck yourself. You got money and you go and make a prat out yourself on there. I know this is like, you know, you don't need it. If I had money, I wouldn't go on, I wouldn't go near it. Because you can make the same money in an investment situation where you don't need to make a prat out yourself. Anyway. But if I do need money and somebody asks me to go on, I've got no choice. But I would win. If I did go on, I would win. So it's all right. So I would have to be the king of the jungle. I'd rather not because, you know, I'm too fucking... That ain't my bag, let's put it that way. NASA has gone woke by ditching insensitive names such as Eskimos for stars, planets and galaxies. American boffins are renaming a string of cosmic phenomena, including the Eskimo Nebula, which will be called NGC 2392. A Siamese twin galaxies will be also named NGC 4567 and NGC 4568. Oh, and NGC 4568. To stop the harmful moniker causing offence. Oh, fuck off. How is that even a fucking... Were they going to start not calling something a black hole now as well? Look here now. Or Uranus. Change the name of Uranus, yeah? You know, it's taking the piss. It's like fucking... That's their names. That's it. They're not even offensive names, are they? Siamese twin. Siamese twins are... I mean, where's it originally come from? Oh, I guess it does come from Siamese people. Is that the very first person to have it? But that's like when somebody's got a law, you know, like when somebody's got like Daisy's law or something like that. The law that was created on the first person who did a situation that was that law. Or an illness or something is named after a person who was the first person to have it. That's just the way it is. If it was the first person to have it was Siamese, then that's the name. It's just... way it is. Siamese is not an offensive name, is it? Siamese, is that offensive? I don't know, maybe I'm... if you're Siamese, let me know, is that offensive? Again, send it on an SAE, self-addressed envelope. I'll send it back with a big two fingers saying I don't care because I wasn't meaning to offend anybody. Anyway, what's next? Eskimo Nebula. Is Eskimo really offensive? It's just targeting nomadic people or the people from that region. I don't know whether Eskimos would be offended by it. They probably would. No, they wouldn't, would they? It's just a name for people of that situation where they live, you know, who live up in the Antarctic and all that. I don't find it offensive, really, but I don't know. If they're asking for it to be changed, it's like Red Indians. Is Red Indian offensive? No, I doubt it very much. I'll tell you what, I'm probably talking out of my comfort zone here, because some people on here going, yeah, it's really offensive, that is. I don't think Red Indian's offensive in the slightest. Is Aborigine offensive? No. So, you know, I mean, I forget what the real name is for Eskimo people now. Or people who live up there, what they're called. Well, there's different... Inuits. Inuit people. Yeah, but, like, you know, it's people who live up in the Antarctic, Eskimo. It's like calling... Brits or like Germans Krauts or something, or Brits fucking whinging Poms or something like that. Everyone's got a nickname. It's just a nickname. It's just like, oh, it's like there's going to be nothing left to we're all going to be offended by everything soon. I'm going to be offended by somebody calling me the greatest podcaster in the land, even though I know it is. I don't want to be called it. Why do I want to be called that? I like to play it low-key and have no listeners. Because I can say what I want without the complaints. Sean Connery's been voted the best ever James Bond. Well, I'm going to leave it because I need to get that drink that I've been craving. And I've got to wait for all the Eskimo complaints to come through. Sean Connery has been voted the best ever James Bond. He beat Daniel Craig, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, and Sean Connery is brilliant. I love Sean Connery, and he's from the time where that was my era. I love the 70s and the 60s. It's my era overall anyway. I love the fashion, I love the style, I love all that stuff. And Roger Moore, though, I do like Roger Moore. He was the 80s, though, but Roger Moore was the suave man. But Sean Connery and the films, the Sean Connery films, it's all that style and the clothes and all that stuff. That's my thing, so I probably would say Sean Connery. And they've got one of them beds in one of them. I don't know which film it is, but they've got one of the beds. They pull the bed down out of the wall, the door bed, and it goes back up on the wall. If I had loads of money, I would have one of them beds because it just opens up the room. You've got the whole room to yourself then, and then you pull the bed back down, and you've got a bed. Nobody uses them anymore. That is like, I tell you what, if you're a bed seller, another one, this is my idea. If anybody's, this is my intellectual property. Beds, fold down beds. Put my name on it, Wayne's Fold Down Beds, the Good, the Bad and the Stupid podcast, fold down, sponsored by, the beds sponsored by the Good, the Bad and the Stupid podcast. Anyway, let's leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later, bye.